Nolte, head of NYBLM, calls for investigation into co-founders' million-dollar home purchases. By John Nolte on April 13, 2021. Hawk Newsom, the head of Black Lives Matter, BLM. Greater New York City, called for an independent investigation into how the global network spends its money after BLM co-founder Patrice Kunkeler spent $3.2 million on homes in predominantly white neighborhoods, the New York Post reported Saturday. If you go around calling yourself a socialist, you have to ask how much of her own personal money is going to charitable causes, he told the Post. It's really sad because it makes people doubt the validity of the movement and overlook the fact that it's the people that carry this movement. Gee, you think? BLM has been raking in the cash to further the cause of Black America while Kunkeler's, BLM's co-founder and a self-proclaimed Marxist, dropped millions to live with white people. According to the Post, her most recent purchase was a custom ranch in Georgia that sits on 3.2 rural acres and features a private airplane hangar with a studio apartment above it. I'm sorry, but aren't radical leftists such as Kunkeler supposed to be boycotting Georgia? Well, I guess she doesn't want to give up that three-bedroom, two-bath house, about 30 minutes from Atlanta, that has an indoor swimming pool and a separate RV shop that can accommodate the repair of a mobile home or small aircraft, according to the real estate listing. The thought of the co-founder of Black Lives Matter RV and Across America is almost too delicious to dream of. Man, what a sweet racket. Call yourself a Marxist, launch a cause, encourage your followers to destroy their own neighborhoods, take in billions from suckers and sucker corporations, and then go buy yourself four homes, three in predominantly white neighborhoods. As my colleague Joel Polak reported this week, in LA terms, $1.4 million is not necessarily extravagant. Though the activist took criticism for spending what would be a fortune in most other real estate markets, and for buying in a largely white neighborhood after urging people to buy black. The Post added that Kunkeler's and spouse Janaya Khan also eyed property in the Bahamas at an ultra-exclusive resort where Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods both had homes called the Albany last year, with the price not disclosed. Of course this should all be investigated, but it won't be because being a leftist means you can do whatever you want, engage in all the hypocrisy you want, and never face the consequences. Hey, which of the four homes she's purchased since 2016 do you think Kunkeler's watches her followers destroy their own neighborhoods in? I'm guessing it's her $1.4 million compound in Topanga. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.